Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marv Grissom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. one out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Grissom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Stevens reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Ted Lepcio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepcio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepcio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Glenn reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Avila reaches second base with a double. Heegan scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Westlake moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Heegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heegan hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evers reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball towards right. Westlake catches it and throws to home to double up Evers. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lepsio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from White and he is out, LePon applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. LePon reaches second base with a double. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LePon scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Del Wilbur now catching. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Glynn takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glynn moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball and throws to Garcia covering. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Floyd Baker now playing second base. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. LePond hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilbur strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.